How did, with the uncertainty around Charles's injury right now, did he just flat out tell you, I'm just going to play? What was that discussion like
before? Well, I mean, there's two things. A guy can play when he's hurt, but he cannot play when he's injured. And the difference is injured is like there's needs to be a healing process. He cannot play. He's just no go. And when a guy is hurt, then we do have guys that are hurt that are trying to get back in the short term, but sometimes they're not capable of. And in this case, it's kind of the discussion we had with him and he had with the doctors. There's no risk to getting worse, but there's going to be some pain and maybe discomfort that will come with it. Now it becomes the player to say where he feels he can play, and Charles feels he can play. So that's, you know, credit to us. We respect guys that want to play when they hurt and they can play. And we know sometimes guys are hurt and it's going to take a little longer. If you ask Big Mac, he wants to be out there. He wants to play. He's not in the position to do it. Maybe next week. And when a guy is injured, then there's no question we won't put the guy on the ice.
I just want to get your thoughts on the game tonight. You guys had a lot of chances, especially in the second half of the game. It seems like the bounces weren't going
in. They weren't going in. And that's, you know, we got to be proud as a coach. There's one part of you that like, wow, I'm happy the guys, they battled the way they battled. It was really impressive. And the other side, you're disappointed because you like just needed one more goal and, you know, push that game by a little further. You know, we give everything we had until the end. I'm really happy about the effort of everybody. We had no passenger tonight, that's for sure. So we got to go back. It's the American League. We start in the afternoon tomorrow. And as a coach, they know with me if they have a good attitude and they work hard, there won't be any problem as long as they're focused and, you know, they're trying to do their best and they did tonight. So, you know, you tell them to go to sleep, eat, drink some fluid and come back at it tomorrow.
Even if you had all those chances not necessarily go your way, this was still a lineup that I think Anthony mentioned earlier. Only six guys in the lineup today were in the lineup on opening day, and you have quite a few injuries in your lineup.
Well, and it's credit to the guys that, you know, stick together and push the pace and try to be a difference maker. It wasn't perfect tonight, but I tell you what, we were the better team on the ice for most of the game. And the goalie made some good save on the other side. And I think their save he made, he didn't know he made them. But, you know, there's a game down the road that they're going to go a different way. You just got to be very proud of how the guy competed. And I think we could play with any team in the league, even if, you know, I mean, it's been like this for 2 years. Bring everybody here. Tell me a team that really outplows us, even if we had like the youngest team last year. And tell me this year, beside a, you know, sometime games or that, but tell me when we were outplayed and outworked this year. It didn't happen too often. And again, this tonight, the guys outwork the other team, but didn't go our way.
Tonight was the first time this season that you played the same goalie for a second consecutive game. In the past, you've never played the same goalie on consecutive days. Is there any chance we get a surprise tomorrow?
No, we got to go to bed. I played Charlie. It was an organization decision. We talked, decided that Charlie was banged up. He did pretty good. He was banged up in the game in Springfield. So just give him another game. It's kind of game we're spread out from Tuesday to just we talk about ourselves with the Habs and decided to give the start to Charlie.
Last question.
Yeah, can you give me your thoughts on McEnany?
I thought he did really well. You know, he's a guy we knew from last year. He brings some poise to the lineup. He's doing good. He did really well. You know, I mean, I think Ralph did a great job too as coming from the East Coast for some American Hockey League. Those guys did good tonight. Not an easy task to play against Rochester, and I thought he did good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.